This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, my name is David Trask, registered dietitian and your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today I will be talking about some of the health benefits of coffee. I would like to start with some coffee use statistics. Estimates vary, but the average intake ranges anywhere between 2 to 3 cups per day. According to the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, moderate coffee consumption, that is 3 to 5 8-ounce cups per day, or providing up to 400 milligrams per day of caffeine, can be incorporated into healthy eating patterns. Coffee was included for the first time in these recommendations due to multiple meta-analyses and other studies showing the health benefits of a variety of compounds contained in this tropical seed. With that in mind, it may come as no surprise that coffee is the number one antioxidant source in the American diet, with one researcher involved commenting that nothing else comes close. Research into coffee hasn't always resulted in positive associations. The bulk of coffee research, however, has been conducted in the past 25 years, and during this period, the results have changed dramatically. I would like to start with a brief history of some of the research. For much of the 1980s and 90s, coffee research had led some to conclude that coffee was not only unhealthy, but could be a carcinogen. Further research has been unable to substantiate these claims, and just last year, the International Agency for Research on Cancer and the World Health Organization dropped coffee's designation as a possible carcinogen. The IARC instead identified very hot drinks of any type as probable carcinogens. Very hot drinks were defined as any drink 149 degrees Fahrenheit or hotter. The report also noted that coffee was found to reduce the risk of liver and endometrial cancers.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry,
where we bring your smile to life.
A meta-analysis of 1.6 million individuals showed decreased mortality with just one cup of coffee per day. The study found decreased mortality among populations with cerebrovascular disease, cancer, and mixed diagnoses. The study also found that 4 cups per day were required for the same correlation to hold true for smokers. A variety of studies over the past 10 years have repeatedly pointed to a negative association between coffee consumption and type 2 diabetes. Those regularly consuming 3 to 4 cups per day may have as much as a 25% reduced incidence of this condition. Risk was further reduced 5 to 10% with each additional cup up to 10 cups per day. A 2013 animal study found that coffee in moderate amounts, again defined as 3 to 5 cups per day, may reduce both motor and cognitive deficits in aging. The author cited the presence of several bioactive compounds in coffee, such as polyphenols and caffeine, as a potential nutritional therapeutic in aging. To summarize, coffee in its natural form and consumed in moderation is a highly functional food. Caffeine increases alertness and reduces fatigue. It provides an abundance of disease-fighting compounds in high concentrations. Coffee, however, is not for everyone, as it is commonly known to increase blood pressure in some people. According to Mayo Clinic, this effect is more significant among occasional users, and little to no effect on blood pressure is seen in habitual coffee drinkers. And for those of you drinking decaf, most of the research has been focused on caffeinated coffee, and many of these positive characteristics are believed to be the result of all of the plant's compounds, including caffeine, working synergistically. This has been David Trask, registered dietitian, as your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.